is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, June 15th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, brownouts in the Midwest. Regulators are warning that the kind of rolling outages that have become commonplace in California the last couple of years that Texas endured during the last winter may become a regular thing in the central part of the United States, areas where we're kind of used to getting power on demand. A large swath of the Midwest could face real trouble this summer because their regional grid is short of the amount of energy needed to power about 3.7 million homes. New Mexico's attorney general is preparing for worst-case scenarios. Regulators in North Dakota advising the state to be ready for rolling outages this summer. Arkansas officials preparing emergency energy conservation measures. Power companies in Arizona already sounding alarms about 2023. This area here in yellow, regulators are saying at heightened risk during extreme weather conditions. But the area in red, which stretches from Louisiana in the south to Minnesota and eastern North Dakota in the north, much of southern Illinois, most of Indiana, all of Michigan, could face rolling outages during normal hot spells this summer. Why? Corporate media says it's because utility companies and governments have failed to prepare for climate change. Of course, now the real problem is the early retirement of fossil fuel plants as utility companies decide not to pay for needed maintenance and upgrades on coal-fired power plants in states where laws have been passed mandating a transition to green energy. For example, Illinois' Clean Energy and Jobs Act requires 100% renewable energy production by 2050. That's less than 30 years from now. It takes time to bring these new sources of energy online. Meanwhile, you've got aging coal-fired power plants providing a big chunk of the energy in Illinois. And utility companies are saying, look, why should we invest more money in a power plant that the state is saying we're going to have to, state says we're going to have to take offline in just a couple of decades? What's the result of policies like Illinois' Clean Energy and Jobs Act? Well, of course, over the weekend, Financial Times reporting that investment in energy production from fossil fuels has dropped drastically in recent years, and it can't easily be cranked up again. It takes years, and investors need more assurance that they're going to make their money back than a temporary political reaction. Oh my goodness, energy prices have doubled in the last year in Illinois and other places, and voters aren't going to be happy about that. Well, again, the people with the money to back coal-fired, natural gas-fired power plants want a little more than a temporary reaction that's going to change again after the November midterms. So majority of the public, by the way, according to recent polls, believe that these high energy prices we're dealing with right now are deliberate to choke off fossil fuel consumption. That would be correct. But of course, these high energy prices and brownouts will also shrink the economy. And for some on the left, the most progressive elements within the Democratic Party, that is a feature, not a bug. The degrowth movement is a real thing. Among some progressives, they believe that we need to shrink the economy in order to save Mother Earth. But that may be inevitable anyway. There are demographers out there who believe that the population of the world is going to begin to decline after about 2050 and may not grow again after that. And it's hard to grow your economy when your population is shrinking. Consumption shrinks, expenditures shrink, the economy shrinks. It's going to happen anyway. Which leads to topic number 4, out of gas. A sheriff's office in Michigan kind of typifying where we're at right now with record high gasoline prices. The sheriff's office of Isabella County, Michigan says it's blown through its fuel budget for the year. It's got several months to go before its budget resets. And so, according to the sheriff's office, this is quoting the sheriff now, I have instructed deputies to attempt to manage whatever calls are acceptable over the phone. This would be non-in-progress calls, non-life-threatening calls that do not require evidence collection or documentation, end quote. In other words, if the perpetrator is not there threatening you right now, we'll take your information over the phone and we'll swing by when we can do it on our part of our regular patrol, because sending a car, we just don't have the gas to do it. This is a problem that's not going to get better soon, as high fuel prices are not just caused by high oil prices. It's a bottleneck at refineries. Refineries that convert oil into gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. I've mentioned this before. The CEO of Chevron, Mike Wirth, said in an interview with Bloomberg over the weekend, you're looking at committing capital to build new refineries, committing capital 10 years out that will need decades to offer a return for shareholders in a policy environment where governments around the world are saying we don't want these products, end quote. According to Wirth, there hasn't been a new refinery built in the United States since the 1970s, and there may never be another one built again. I say again, investors with the pockets, the money to build these projects want some assurances they're going to make their money back. And we're living in an era where we're being told that we need to get off of fossil fuels by 2035, 2050, or whatever. What's going to pick up the slack in the short term as refineries and coal-fired power plants come offline? Your guess is as good as mine. Topic number three, where's Vlad? Vladimir Putin reportedly been told not to make any lengthy public appearances in the near future after being struck with a sharp sickness. This is according to a Kremlin insider. Last week, President Putin said to have fallen ill while talking to military chiefs, suffering sharp sickness, weakness, and dizziness as he stood up from his desk after a 90-minute virtual meeting. Said that Putin needed urgent medical assistance from his doctors. We'll see how this story develops. Topic number two, electronic aliens. Aliens, according to the Royal Astronomer in the UK, will be electronic entities and not little green men. 79-year-old Professor Lord Rees is publicly asking cranks, his word, cranks, to stop writing to him about their experiences with aliens, insisting that any extraterrestrials we encounter more likely to be electronic than little green man. Lord Rees added that aliens would unlikely to be flesh and blood. This is the former president of the Royal Society science organization, the Astronomer Royal. This is not some fringe scientist now, saying that anyone wanting to inform him about an extraterrestrial encounter should write to others with similar experiences instead. Said again, we're more likely to encounter an inhuman entity in the form of an electronic entity than an extraterrestrial. And I only bring you this story in light of yesterday's story from the senior software engineer at Google, who believes that Google, the world's most powerful technology company, has in fact created a sentient AI. I ask the question rhetorically, what can possibly go wrong? Coming up, Marvel Comics scores an own goal. I'll explain what I mean next on 5 and 10.
There exists an ancient prophecy about a great burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world. And the signs of its coming have now appeared. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Ragnarok Blockbuster Bundle. When you order Josh Peck's new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the never-before-seen exclusive DVD content, Ragnarok, Destruction Unveiled, and Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment. In the new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, visionary filmmaker Josh Peck takes you on a journey through the ancient prophecy from the Book of Revelation about a burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world, and what scientists and NASA have to say about it. In this explosive documentary film, you will learn how the Wormwood Prophecy connects to our modern age, whether the coming asteroid Apophis could be the harbinger of destruction, the science, history, and prophecies surrounding asteroid impact, Dr. Thomas Horn's full end times vision of destruction, what NASA is saying about Apophis, and what we can do about this threat. You'll also receive the behind the scenes interview, Ragnarok, Destruction Unveiled, where Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia sits down with visionary filmmaker Josh Peck to talk about his filmmaking process, what goes into a project of this magnitude, what his initial reaction to Dr. Thomas Horn's end times vision was, and what it is like to handle such apocalyptic material. But that's not all. We're also including the never-before-seen content entitled Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment, where you will take a deep dive into the prophecy and science behind asteroids and how this relates to the coming space rock named after the Egyptian god of chaos, Apophis. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping. shipping and handling. So uncover the prophecies of destruction and learn the mysteries of the last days. This collection is available only through SkyWatch TV, so don't delay. The Ragnarok Blockbuster Bundle, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, if they only knew what they've done. I understand Marvel is trying to be woke, but they're doing it with a character who comes out of Norse cosmology, their religion. And Marvel has never been known for its accurate theology. For Marvel, the supernatural realm has for decades, as portrayed by the pagan religions of Scandinavia, of Greece, Rome, Mesopotamia, they have mined those religions for characters for their fictional universe. I was a fan when I was a kid. I remember having the copy of Marvel featuring the big fight between Thor and Hercules. Well, Thor introduced, by the way, this would be the 60th anniversary of Thor in the Marvel Universe. He was introduced in August of 1962. But in today's world, a blonde, blue-eyed superhero just doesn't meet the standards of the woke gatekeepers of our pop culture. And so, in fact, in the movies, you may know already that the upcoming Thor movie, Love and Thunder, features Natalie Portman, Jane Foster, becoming Thor. So Thor is already transgender, but that's old news in the comics. The comics, that's several years old. But now, Thor is now black. And Asgard is portrayed as the hood, complete with graffiti, spray-painted graffiti and everything. And these little balloons here in this can only be what I imagine is a comic writer's idea of what rap is like. But the rhymes are... Here's an example. This is typical. All his dreams rain from the clouds above. He brings the thunder. Best believe it, bruv. I mean, come on, that's whiter than me. Now, the irony here is that if the Wokies really knew who Thor is, their heads would explode. You see, Thor, in the pantheon of the ancient Scandinavians and Germans, was the storm god. Okay? In Matthew 12, beginning at verse 22, Jesus is confronted by Pharisees who accuse him of casting out demons by the power of Beelzebul. That's Baal the prince. Baal is the Canaanite storm god. Same entity, different name. Jesus replies, if Satan casts out demons by his own power, how will his kingdom stand? In other words, Satan. Now, this would probably create some cognitive dissonance on the part of Wokies who, it's like, well, but he's cool, but Satan, we don't really exist, but they're calling him a black man, Satan. Heads exploding. The messaging has been there in the comic world for decades. This is all part of the rebranding effort by the old gods to convince kids, first of all, that they don't really exist, but if they did exist, they'd be really cool, and it'd be really cool to be one of them. That's what's going on here. Just not very well in this case. But that's why we do what we do at SkyWatch TV. I mean, as parents, grandparents, relatives, we need to be aware of what our kids are into reading and the messaging that they're getting from the culture. Because it is not a biblical message. It is not a message that leads to salvation. We will not overcome sin and death by becoming superheroes, by becoming transhumans. That's the subject of Tom Horn's message as part of SkyWatch TV's Defender Conference. The virtual conference, it began a month ago, but you still have 2 months to access 24 presentations from some of the most insightful theologians, prophecy experts, even archaeologists on planet Earth, plus 5 documentaries from SkyWatch Films, including Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here, which is all about the transhumanist movement and their agenda, which is to become as gods. You get access to all of these on your schedule to watch as often as you like through August 13th, so don't delay. Take advantage now. You get instant access in full HD. DefenderConference.com. DefenderConference.com. During the month of June, as the camping season for Whispering Ponies Ranch is now underway, we depend on your support to do what we do with our partners at Royal Family Kids as we show the love of Christ to children in the foster system. Many wonderful foster parents out there giving of themselves, their time, their talents, their love to children coming from homes that you and I can only imagine. But statistics show that those children are at much greater risk than children in a stable home of being drawn into prostitution, drugs, gangs, violence, death. But we can reach them with your help. So for your gift of any amount during the month of June, we'll send you as our thank you, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, the book Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox by Allie Henson. Suggestions on how we can reach younger people with the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is part of our Great Commission. If we don't train them up in the way they should go, well, we've seen the results in the world around us. Again, our thank you for your gift of any amount during June, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, Allie Henson's groundbreaking book, Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox. Find out more and donate online, skywatchtv.com/donate, skywatchtvstore.com, or call us at 844-750-4985. This fall, we plan to explore some of the historic and prophetic connections of the land of Turkey with the Bible. Many important historical events in the Bible in Turkey. It's where Abraham's from. It's where Noah landed the boat. And, of course, it's where some of the earliest Christian communities in history were founded, like Antioch, Antakya, the churches of Revelation, all located in Turkey. We will visit those. We will also visit Abraham's hometown. Some other interesting sites, too, like Mount Nemrut, which is a site with a megalithic tomb constructed in the first century BC by a king named Antiochus Theos. Yeah, he believed himself to be a god, Theos. Massive idols there around his tomb, which depict his personal pantheon, which is a mixture of Greek and Iranian deities. But interestingly, he's descended from Antiochus Epiphanes, who was the Seleucid king of Syria, Greek, who desecrated the temple by setting up an idol to Zeus. Oh yeah, the storm god, Thor. We'll talk about that in teaching and preaching all along the way. October 18th through November 2nd, the dates. Find out more and reserve your place online at skywatchinturkey.com. And the next spring, we'll be in the Holy Land. Sharon and me, alongside Allie Henson and Donna Howell from the Simply His program here at Skywatch TV. And our good friend, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, as we show you the battlegrounds of the Bible, the supernatural battlegrounds from north to south, Mount Hermon to Masada. We will cover Israel, and then the optional three-day extension over to Jordan shows you the prophesied location of the end of the War of Gog and Magog, the Valley of the Travelers, east of the sea. You can see it from Mount Nebo, and you can find out more and reserve your place online at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we are beginning the first of four programs about the new documentary, Ragnarok. Josh Peck, award-winning filmmaker, discusses the making of the film, which features Tom Horn and a number of other people you'll find as familiar. I was honored to be a part of that as well. But this relates to Tom's perhaps prophetic dream of asteroid Apophis. Don't miss these programs. You'll find our broadcast schedule if you want to watch this on one of our network affiliates, skywatchtv.com/channels. But the program is right now available for you to watch for free on our Roku or Apple TV channels. The app is free to add to your set-top box. We've got instructions on how to do that at the website, skywatchtv.com. You can also add the free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. That gets you access to all of our video content, not just the weekly broadcast show, but Simply His, these daily news updates and more, as well as news updates three times a week, news the mainstream media would like you to miss, calendar of our upcoming events, and much more. You'll find the links to the app stores for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire devices, phones, and tablets posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.